and I like to open up the lines if you've got a question, a comment, something that you feel would be a contribution to the Nikan family. All you got to do is on your phone line, hit star 6, and that will put you in live to the host line. Again, star 6, that's the little asterisk in the lower left-hand corner of your phone, followed by the number 6. And question, comment, anything at all.
Well, Vamp, I know this is not business, but I just want to say this real quick. Ben got his blood work back this week. And, you know, on your blood work, you have liver enzyme levels called AST and ALT. And Ben's has always been in the 30 range. And, you know, nothing's really changed other than the fact that we stopped Gatorade. He's not taking any of the more supplements. He's not taking anything less. The only thing really changed was Gatorade for us. Well, when we just did his blood work, his liver enzymes were in the teens.
And prior,
I just think that's an important to note.
Right. And prior to, let's say, the last time his blood work was done, or prior to
30s.
Getting off in the 30s. Okay.
About half.
Wow.
So it just goes to show you that the water is helping the liver as well.
And Ben, again, for the sake of those who aren't as familiar, is 12, 13 years old?
13.
13, okay. Okay, so you can turn big campaign in the smoking and or the anti-smoking industry right now. The commercial that I see over and over, it's more of a public service announcement that after a few hours when someone stops smoking, this happens. After a couple days, after weeks, and then after years, the body will detoxify and heal itself if we provide the right environment. And that's exactly. And Angelique, you said this is not business related. It is business related. It's all related to the same, because we're all in this process of educating ourselves and helping educate each other. So you never know. And that tidbit of information for somebody listening right now going, wow, I didn't realize it can happen that quickly, because Ben has now been Gatorade free for, 5.5, going into 6 months now?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Well, wonderful.
Vance, great call.
Good morning.
Justine from Northwest Indiana.
Good morning, Justine.
And if this, what he's putting on, is the same thing you did that one time Ron and I were on that call through the computer, I wish you could do that all the time. It was really great.
Okay. That we will make that happen again.
You have a blessed, all the fathers have a very happy and blessed Father's Day.
Thank you, Justine. Appreciate it.
And let you know, prayers are working with Mother on Nikan products in that. She is out of the hospital. Her double pneumonia has gone away, and she is learning to walk again in a center to rehabilitate herself.
Okay, fantastic.
Still need prayers, but...
Okay.
And I need prayers. I'm going for eye surgery June 25th.
Okay. Okay.
Well, thank you.
Thanks, Justine. Appreciate it greatly.
Vance, this is Barb in Richmond. I love the idea that Reed was talking about. That is so wonderful. As you said, we need to start planning now and get things in order and build up for it.
And I know, Barb, you have been one that you've championed these events before to be able to tap into a group. When Reed shared the idea with me a few weeks ago, I immediately thought of the, I think they started out as a webcast, and this was years ago, I'm talking 10, 12 years ago, when the technology was still so new and so rough, and you had to have all these fancy systems, even a separate box to be able to make it happen. But now today in 2012, everybody has high-speed internet. It's not a major thing. And if you're like me, not as tech savvy as others are, find somebody who is. And you know, usually it's a 12 or a 15-year-old kid. And
yeah,
you know, a son, a daughter, or a grandson.
One of the things I would ask is, like right now, I'd love to get a message out for people to get this on their calendar. What I'm thinking, I mean, I can do that, but what I'm thinking is if when you and Reed, you put together just a short 2 or 3 sentence, what this is going to be, and, you know, so that we don't miss the whole scope of it all, but, you know, just what he outlined there in terms of the time frame, the date, what, how, and what to do in terms of getting, I would just see, like to see a nice, nice blast of that so we could forward that to everybody.
I will make sure that happens as soon as, what probably Reed and I did not convey was what's going to happen in that 2 and 3 hour block of time. The first hour he outlined, it's going to be, you know, that's up to the local person to host that. However they, whatever they want that to be. I mean, that you could focus only on the water. You could focus only on sleep. You could talk about the sleep, water, air, nutrition. You could line up a half a dozen people to share their stories of what Niken means to them. It's totally up to whatever you want it to be. And then, you know, hour number two, and he said that all the details haven't been, you know, ironed out yet. I know that the group up in Calgary, you know, he mentioned Ann and Grant McNabb, former Wellness Consultants of the Year, Dr. Jim Buse. I would imagine that Rick Murphy and Terry Latham down in Austin will be another one of those main sites. Tony Scoma, Dennis Estes in Utah will be one. I'm thinking Susan Carver in Orlando. I don't know exactly who is going to be one of those eight main sites, but...
But then, it doesn't really matter. That's not. I'm not asking for that. I'm asking
right.
the concept, because a new person or new people, I mean, you can't, don't even know those people anyway. So it's the concept of what it will entail in terms of what we want to share with people, how we want people to learn. I just think a nice generic what's coming, and then the details are fine later.
And that's what it was wanting to convey is that, yeah, we'll get that in a short email or maybe even a short YouTube video or something saying, look, here's a commercial what to expect on July 21st. So that you know that this is, again, it's the inaugural event of this nature. So it's, there's going to be some, elements to it that, you know, you can't prepare for everything.
Right.
So it's going to be fun and, you know, bottom line, very educational, very motivational. And, one of the things I'm always, those of you who know me well enough, I'm always hesitant to use the word exciting because it's way overused in our culture. This is something that is beyond that. It's a totally new realm for all of us. So the thing is, just get it on your calendar. It's over a month away. Don't put it off, but say, okay, I've tagged it. If I've got something conflicting with that date, let's see if we can move it around, if at all possible, or, you know, make it happen and coincide with something else.
Vance?
Yes. Go ahead, Julie.
Thank you. The four sites that he had talked about where it's going to be live, if you know people near those sites, are those sites going to be open for people to go to listen to it there also if they want to or if they're available?
Absolutely. I don't know. I'm sure they're still out there, but I don't know very many Niken wellness consultants that are doing closed secret meetings. And what I mean by that is kind of a tongue-in-cheek phrase. There's not very many. They may still be out there, but I think most of the Niken wellness consultant family, I believe that they're all open to inviting the masses in, regardless of what group people are with, regardless of what organization or the person that sponsored them. So yeah, as soon as those locations are firmed up, they want live bodies there because it affects the synergy of the event and it affects the overall outcome of the presenter. So yeah, Julie, as soon as they get those nailed down. This is come together in the last couple weeks. And it was, as Reed pointed out, that as he and Yvonne were talking, there's got to be a way that we can continue this cycle of events taking place. It's not about doing it, you know, a big event like this once a month. That would be wonderful. However, at this stage, just once a quarter, a few times a year, because you can't go from major Nikan event or Royal Alliance or Pathfinders event, you know, one a year is just not enough. And it's, you know, we have to find, you know, formats and ways to plug people into stuff that is keeping people up to speed. Because people go to work every single day, you know, four days a week or 5 days a week, so they're plugged into something. They go to sporting events. They go to good movies once a month or, you know, stuff like that. That's what a good comparison would be.
Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. Yes.
Dr. Ted.
Good morning, Dr. Ted.
Look forward to seeing and talking with everybody next week.
Well, Ted, and trust me, I'm looking forward to it as well. And I apologize that we have not been able to connect this week. We've just been having too much fun down here at the beach. And life takes on a new turn when you've got a two-year-old that wakes up first thing in the morning and stands up and says, Dada, beach, beach. She's never seen sand in this quantity before. And so it's been a wonderful, wonderful getaway for our family, especially for Addie.
And I hear you, and I want to correct one thing that you said about me.
What's that?
I'm not 86 yet. I won't be 86. So I'm still a very young, vibrant guy. You're right about that.
So 85 and counting, in other words.
None yet, yeah.
Okay.
One thing I wanted to ask, I've had relevant interest in Mexico. My interest in Susan takes me to Mexico. And I wondered if the event would be available to people in Mexico as an international, in Cabo San Lucas, for example.
You know, that's a great question. I don't know why it would not be, but at the same time, last Saturday, one of the young ladies on the line was tuned in via Skype from Scotland, and she said there are certain websites that you can't access outside of North America. So I don't know. That's a question that will definitely get addressed. I don't know why it would be difficult. Because I've been in Mexico and watched stuff live that was happening in the U.S. that was just through a regular, actually on a ship out at sea, and watched like the Super Bowl, for example. It's all about, you know, satellite and computer connections. So we will have to find out about that.
Well, I spent a lot of time on Skype. Well, pretty New Zealand then. I just want to... So that's a possibility, either
Sooner
or in the near future. So, very interesting.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, look forward to being on your call next week, and I keep everybody to stay healthy and stay dry, but not too dry.
And, Ted, you're going to expand on that comment next Saturday for sure, because I'm going to make you expand on that and why that's one of your common sayings or salutations. So, well, guys, gang, gals, on that note, I've got a family waiting. My job as vacation dad on any vacation that we take is to do the big breakfast, and I told our girls last night that in keeping with tradition, I will be doing that after I finish my call, and we have come up upon the top of the hour. So if there's anything else that we can do on our end, please don't hesitate to email, to phone, whatever we can do to assist, that's what we're here for. Tune us in, and we'll talk to you next Saturday morning, as always. So have a great week. Look forward to talking to you then. And again, wish all the dads out there a wonderful Father's Day, mañana. Okay, so have a great week, everybody. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.